I praise the Lord for this day. And I praise the Lord for all of you who are here as part of the CFC family. I praise the Lord for Brother Zach and Sister Annie. And my heart have no words to describe the joy in my heart for all the way that the Lord has led us these 48 years. So I wish you all a happy anniversary. And I pray, as we heard from Brother Zach, that we will reach greater spiritual heights in the coming year. We have completed one generation. We are moved into the next generation. And it is our desire and that burns in our heart that we will, as a church, reach greater heights. And the enemy will be halted as he seeks to bring in decline, as he seeks to hinder the testimony, the vision that Brother Zach, that the Lord gave Brother Zach 48 years ago, that we want to raise up a pure testimony where the Lord's name will be praised from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. And that is the grace the Lord has given us these 48 years. And so I'm so thankful, my dear brothers and sisters, for all of you. Many of you, because of COVID, because of a lot of things that have happened, I don't know, a lot of new people have come in. I've sought to get to know some of you. But I thank the Lord for those who have remained. When we began 48 years ago, by the way, I was asked to just share briefly why we don't invite visitors, as we have done all through the 48 years. We've never had visitors at our anniversary celebration, not because we don't want them, but we just felt that there should be a time when we can meet as a family. And that's how it was with Jesus. He took his disciples, he says, come apart and rest a while. And he took his disciples, but on the other side, there were the crowd waiting. He didn't turn them away. He fed them and then sent them away. But there were times that Jesus was alone with his disciples. And those were precious times. There were times that we have been in the beginnings when we were smaller. And as the years went on, there were precious times. We started with 6 or 7 families who left the Baptist church with us. And even though the Baptist church asked me to continue, I said, no, I stand for the word of God. Brother Zach leaves, I leave. And we didn't know what to do. We had no plan to start a church. Never once did we even speak about it. We felt that church will go along with us in what God was seeking to do, in the direction the Lord was leading us. So, 6 or 7 families, and most of them through the years left us. There's only one family that is among us today. But we began as a family. It was just Brother Zach and his family, Sister Annie, and I think they had 2 children then. And it was me and my beloved wife Vicky, who's now at home with the Lord. And we had 2 children too. And that's how we started. And the Lord added to us. And there were people who come and they came and went. We didn't stop them. Those who wanted to leave, left. And those who wished to stay. stayed and we continue to be a family. So we sought to press on in this way. Unfortunately, with COVID restrictions and many things that have happened where we were not able to meet for a couple of years, and we're only online, the lines got erased. And so we have struggled, and the elders have been much exercised, and they worked so hard that we wanted to draw those lines again. So that's why we, I know maybe some are offended why we don't have visitors, but I've told you the reason. There's a time, even as a physical family, there are times when you want to be, especially whether you have one or two children or have no children, there are times you like to be just with your wife and with the children if you have children. There are times you want to just be yourself, be by yourself, and so sometimes you take a holiday, sometimes you take a break, and oh, sometimes you just stay at home. We don't like others to come, even our maybe siblings also, relatives. It's the time, you know, if they want to come, we tell them, no, look, these are the dates that we'll be available, but we will not be available at this time. So that's how I hope you have it that way. You spend time with your family and you take time to be together with your wife. If your children have left you, or you don't have left and gone and started families of their own and they've gone away from the home, they're married and gone. Well, I hope we still seek to preserve that, and that's what we want to do. The church I've always seen as an extension of my family. The concern I have for my own immediate family, I should have for the church. I hope that is your desire, my brothers and sisters. And so, like I said, we sought to draw the lines again because it says in Scripture, with the decline that's happened all around in Christendom, where people don't fear God, God's people have lost the fear of God, we seek to... It says, in, you know, that word I shared, often it's come to me, those who fear the Lord spoke to one another. You know, that's in Malachi 3:16. Those who fear the Lord spoke to one another, spoke often to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it. And the Lord said, you know, there was a book of remembrance that was written before him. He said, they shall be mine. They are my jewels. When I make up my jewels, my treasure, they will be mine, says the Lord. And you've heard that, and you read that. You read that in Malachi 3:16, towards the end of the chapter. And it says there that. Verse 18, this is what I was thinking. You will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve Him. So that's what we have sought to do, to draw the lines again. It's like, you know, when you're driving on the road, you know, the lines are red. Of course, here people don't bother about the traffic lines there, but you can't do that in another country. If you do that, there are cameras there, you're caught, you're fined heavily. But here in India, people do anything. There's a double yellow line also, they will cross, which means you're forbidden to cross to the other road or overtake. So people have no respect for traffic rules, and so that culture, that spirit can come into the church. And so we have to work hard in the we thank God for four godly brothers, godly elders that the Lord has given us, who are jewels. And we have worked hard we've done our best to get family together again, to draw the lines. And we may not have succeeded 100%. I don't think that all the names there are really part of the family. You ask yourself, are you really committed to this church? Your name is there, but are you really committed to this church? Do you really feel part of this family? Is this your home? That's the most important thing, my brothers and sisters. So with that, I just want to share what God has put on my heart for us as a church. And I can say what I'm sharing now is my testimony since, you know, CFC was born. We didn't start CFC. CFC was born. Brother Zach and myself, we know that. We ourselves received the Holy Spirit when we were in the Baptist church. We were baptized in the Holy Spirit. So when we began, when this church began, the Holy Spirit was there. So I always say that CFC was born on the 17th of August, 1975. And we thank the Lord for pouring out His Spirit upon us through the years. Glorious times we had in the beginning when we were small. We were sick, or we spent days, sometimes prayer and fasting, sometimes 2 days, 3 days we would fast. Those who wanted to fast. We would seek the Lord for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We would pray for the country. We would see things happen. There was a power that flowed through the church. Sadly, through the years, we have not recognized that, but we believe that in these last days, God is going to revive that. And we are going to see great things. And that a power is going to be released through the church as long as we yield to God and as long as we subject to one another. Be subject to one another as long as we submit to spiritual authority. So two things I want to share as what I can say is true in my life. That's what I learned right from the very beginning. You know, and that I've seen has helped me to reach greater heights in my own life in these last 48 years spiritually. I've come to know the Lord in spite of all the things that have happened. Much better. I've got closer to Him than when we first began. And I can only say it's got better every day that I know Jesus and I walk with Him. And I know I have a Father in heaven who cares for me. So two things I want to share with you. And I just want to ask you this question. At one time I asked you, why CFC? Why did you choose to come to CFC? Now I am asking you, how and where are you connected? How and where are you connected? After coming to CFC, after choosing to be in CFC, now I can tell you this: what I'm telling you now, it's not a sermon, it's my testimony. How and where are you connected since you came into CFC? Are you connected to CFC because it's a good church, many good things here? You don't ask people for money. That's what lots of people have come in. And they even told Brother Zach when he was down here, we are fed up with other churches because they're all the time talking about money. We are fed up with this, we're fed up with that. And we're afraid of a whole lot of people, and that's what's happened coming in here, who are fed up for other reasons. They're fed up with the church, fed up with being always hearing about money. They don't get fed up of themselves. There are some, praise God for them, who got fed up with themselves and came here. And that's the reason I tell you before God, I joined Brother Zach. I know the Lord put us together. I told you a couple of Sundays ago, the Lord pointed out to me, you want somebody to submit to? Here is a man that you can submit to. Because I was fed up of what I seen. I said, Lord, did I leave my job on the railways to see all this rat race? people climbing over each other's back, trying to make foreign contacts, seeking for a ministry here, seeking there. I said, Lord, I didn't leave my job for that. I came to serve you. And I never forget the day when it was like somebody saying in my ear, here is a man, when we were in the Baptist church, you can submit to. I thank God with all my heart for Brother Zach, that I found in him a brother and a friend. And I said to him, after Vicky went to glory, I said, you're my best friend. No. Vicky was my best friend when she was with me and the Lord gave her to me for 50 years. I said, Zach, you're my best friend. And a lot of things, sometimes I had to be corrected, sometimes rebuked. And one thing I learned, that I would never get offended. I never got offended. And so God joined us, fused us together that we became one. And because of that spirit, God added to the church those also who want to become one. So I want to ask you, but I didn't get attached to him. I didn't get joined to him. I testify before the Lord that he connected me to Jesus. He connected me to the head, not to himself. In all the years, our families were very close with each other. Our children grew up and played with one another. They fought in all kinds, you know how it is with friends. And they make up again. But we never got, I didn't get attached to him. I didn't want him to be like me. And he didn't put any pressure on me to be like him. That's how we worked. We had disagreements, just like in a family. But there was no strife. We disagreed sharply on some things, but we never fell out of fellowship. So I want to ask you this question, my brothers and sisters. Who are you connected to? To CFC? I want to tell you, in Jesus' name, you will fall away. Even if all your intentions are pure, you came to this church because of the truth, because you want to live a godly life, but you got connected to CFC, you got connected to messages, powerful messages that we have heard through the years, and they didn't connect you to Jesus, I want to tell you and warn you, you will fall away. But if you've heard what you've heard here and you got connected to Jesus, like I heard Brother Zach say, you know, if there was something that he wanted written on his tombstone, and those are the words about John the Baptist, he says, they heard him and they followed Jesus. You read that in John chapter 1. They heard him speak and they followed Jesus. And Brother Zach said, that is what he would like written over his tombstone. But I hope we'll be there. Hope we live to see the Lord come. Because that is our desire. The sky, not the grave, is our goal. So I want to ask you this, my brothers and sisters. All the preaching that you've heard in this church, all the thousands of messages you've heard, all the books of Brother Zach's you've read, has it connected you to Jesus? If it hasn't, we could say before God, I don't think we have failed. We have not sought to connect anyone to ourselves. And I could say that too about myself. I've not sought to connect anyone to myself. When one brother told me, Brother Ian, you're my favorite elder. I said, oh, I have a great responsibility now. I have to tell you some things that you may not like. Thankfully, he's still there. And that's how it's been. But in spite of that, each time, you know, as we worked together, Razak would never let me get close to him. He would throw me off. He would cast me on the Lord. Even in difficult times, I would be cast on the Lord. And that's where I am today. So I want to ask you that, my brothers and sisters. Can you answer that question? Where are you connected? Are you connected to the elders? You have a favorite elder? Are you connected to your friends because they come here? Are you connected to your family because they come here? I want to say to you in Jesus' name, you will fall away. Time is short. Get connected to the head. We read that word in Colossians. And I'd like you to turn there. Colossians in chapter 2. I just read verse 18. You know, we don't have time to think. I want you to focus on verse 18. It starts with verse 8. See to it. See to it. You know, there are many see to its. I would urge you to look at them. When it says see to it, that means the Holy Spirit is underlining something. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, and so on. For in Him, that's in Jesus, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. And in Him, you have been made complete. And we don't have time to read, but when you go home, read this passage. And in verse 18, it says, let no one, listen to this, let no one keep defrauding you of your prize by delighting in self-abasement and the worship of the angels. Angels can be messengers. Jesus wrote to the angel of the church of Ephesus. Let no one keep defrauding you of your prize by delighting in self-abasement and the worship of the angels, taking a stand on visions, you know, inflated without cause by his fleshly mind. And this is the word, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the entire body, being supplied and held together by the joints and ligaments, grows with a growth which is from God. See to it. That's the word I want to leave with all of us as we completed 48 years. I don't know how many more years we have before Jesus comes. And if you're not connected to the head, you will fall away. Because when you're connected to the head, you get nourishment, you get life, and it says there, you grow with a growth which is from God. So that's how you know if you're connected to the head. If you're connected to CFC, as a church, as an institution, you're connected to Brother Zach, you're connected to your favorite elder, or connected to the elders, or you're connected to friends and family who come here. That is the reason why many of you have not grown. I say this lovingly. You've not grown. Here we have the secret. That if I'm connected to the head and the preaching here and the ministry here and the elders here and Brother Zach, who we have heard for so many years, and we thank God for giving him to us, that we have heard him, we heard him, and we follow Jesus. I can say before God, that is my testimony today and for the last 48 years. I hear him, I follow Jesus. I hope you could say the same, my brothers and sisters. Otherwise, wake up. Wake up. I know Brother Zach will not allow you to get connected to him, but you can make that mistake. And you want to be a fierce loyalist of Brother Zach and a fierce loyalist of CFC. I was like that at one time. You know, that's communism. We want to be loyal to Jesus. We want to be connected to him. And it says here, I want to read that to you from the Living Bible, Colossians 2, 6, 7 and 19. And now, just as you trusted Christ to save you, trust him too for each day's problems. Live in vital union with him. Let your roots grow down into him and draw up nourishment from him. See that you go on growing in the Lord and become strong and vigorous in the truth you were taught. Let your lives overflow with joy and thanksgiving for all that he has done. Praise God for that. And I can say that is true in my life. And that is how you know that you're connected to the head. Your roots grow down into him. You know, Jesus said, I am the vine. And we are the branches. And he said, abide in me. So as we abide in the vine and we grow, we get the sap and we can bear fruit and much fruit. But a banyan tree, you see a lot of them around. A banyan tree grows, looks very great and grand. But the roots, you know how they grow. The roots go down into the ground. I know they bear some kind of fruit, but the roots go back into the ground. And Jesus said, I am the vine. So I hope you're not connected to some banyan tree where your roots are going down, you become earthly minded, and you were earthly minded when you came into CFC, and whatever roots were there have gone back into the ground. And you look at some banyan trees, they look very huge and great to the eyes to see all the roots down in the ground. They may bear some fruit, I know, figs or whatever it is. But what is the use? It's big and great in the eyes of the world. And that's how you, after coming into CFC, instead of getting into the vine, abiding in the vine, you get connected to some banyan tree. And your roots are going down into the ground, you become earthly minded again. That's a good thing to think about. It says, let your roots grow down into him and draw up nourishment from him so that you go on growing in the Lord and become strong and vigorous in the truth you are taught. Let your lives overflow with joy and thanksgiving for all that he has done. That is what will come. Thanksgiving, joy and thanksgiving will come from our lives. We would really thank the Lord that I came to a church that connected me to Jesus. And I can say that before God. Till my last breath I will say that. I came to a church that connected me to Jesus. Others get connected to whatever, to angels, messengers, messages, and all the good things we enjoy here. But they don't get connected to Jesus. It's a sad, sad thing. And you'll be so sad when Jesus comes and find you're left behind. I want to say that to you, my brothers and sisters, take it seriously. We don't have much time left. You know, in the Message Bible, it says in Colossians 2, 18 and 19, don't let anyone declare you lost when he refused to worship angels, messengers. They say you must. They've seen a vision, they say. You see this in Christendom. People will see visions. And they don't know, they just connect themselves to a false prophet. And they say you should. These proud men, though they claim to be so humble, I'm reading from the Message, have a very clever imagination. But they are not connected to Christ the head. It's not my words, God's word, paraphrase in the Message Bible. They are not connected to Christ. All these preachers would speak about visions and so many things. And and prophesy about the future and all that's going to happen. And people, you know, they listen to them with with mouths open, with awe, and think, oh, this is a man of God. And they get connected. And those who refuse to worship such angels or messengers, they say, you're lost. They say, you know, you must. Don't follow such people, my brothers. There are lots of them around. Thank the Lord, He has preserved us from such messengers coming into CFC. They are not connected to Christ the head, to which all of us who are His body are joined. For we are joined together by strong sinews, and we grow only as we get our nourishment and strength from God. We grow with a growth that is from God. So that is one clear indication. If you want to know whether you're connected to the head, here it is. Have you grown? Even if you came in the last 2 years, in the last 1 year, there will be growth. Check yourself, my brothers and sisters, to see where you're connected and to whom you're connected and to what you're connected. If you're connected to the head, you will grow. We get connected to the head by being baptized by the Holy Spirit into His body. And so that's why we need the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13. You can turn there. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13. For by one Spirit, the same Spirit that brought us together as a church 48 years ago, it's the same Spirit, by one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, Tamilians or Telugu or Anglo Indians and Malayalis and North Indians, put them all there. We are all baptized into one body. I hope you see that. I hope you find that place in your body, not with your community, whether you're Telugu, whether you're Malayali, or whether you're Anglo-Indian or North Indian or whatever it is. Jews and Greeks, even though we may differ, you know, Anglo-Indian and Malayalis really don't get on with each other. But we didn't even recognize. We never were conscious, I'm an Anglo-Indian, Brother Zach's a Malayali. No, that was broken down. When we were baptized in the Holy Spirit, that one, I hope it's broken down for you, my brothers and sisters. Otherwise, wake up. You're not going to find all Telugu people in heaven. You're not going to find all Malayalis in heaven. You're not going to find Anglo-Indians there. We're all one by one Spirit. We are all baptized into one body. Whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free. The people who earn salaries of six figures or whatever it is, I don't know what's the highest salary, and there are those who live on very less. We are poor people in our midst. We are poor families, and there's no sin if God has blessed you and you become rich, wealthy. But remember that we are connected to the body. How do we know we are connected? As I said, we grow with a growth which is from God. Let your roots grow down into Him. Draw up nourishment from Him. See that you go on growing in the Lord and become strong and vigorous in the truth you were taught. And your lives will overflow with joy and gratitude. And the second thing, very quickly, I want to share that with you. If we are connected to the head, we come under authority. We come under authority. I don't have to force myself. Authority in the church is never forced from the top. It's accepted from below. And I can say that, like I said to you a little while ago in the beginning, when the Lord pointed out to me, here is a man you can submit to. I didn't become servile or slavish. We were brothers and we were always brothers. But I had somebody whom I could submit to, and I thank God. And there were other brothers. And the elders that we have, I don't think that I'm senior by so many years. I submit to them. Be subject to one another. And I hope they have the freedom to tell me if I'm wrong or do something wrong. And if I'm boring, then they have the freedom to tell me you're boring. That's what it is. I'm not senior elder. I'm not some founder and all these titles that we can give. We are brothers. We are baptized into one body. And so I chose to be under authority. And I hope you have chosen that. Because you cannot grow if you're not under authority. Ephesians 5:21 is what I was quoting just now. Be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Take time to read that. Because that's where it starts. Not from where wives would like to start in verse 22. Where husbands would like wives submit to their husbands, it says there. And where the wives would like to read verses 25 to 30. You know, husbands, love your wives as a church. It starts with, we've heard this before, I'm not sharing something new with you. Brother Zach has spoken many times on this. Submit to one another out of fear for Christ. Then comes the command in verses 22 to 24. Take time to go home and read and meditate on this. Because that is where we will learn what it is to be under authority. Be subject to one another out of fear for Christ. And I could say, that is my testimony in all the 48 years I've been in this church. Not just to Brother Zach. I didn't use his name to put fear into people. Like some families used to. Oh, I'll tell Brother Zach. You know that? Yeah, many of you are laughing because you've probably done that yourself. I never once told my family I'll tell Brother Zach. I never told my children that I'm going to tell Brother Zach. And they make Brother Zach some bogeyman. I don't know if anyone said I'd tell Brother Ian, because I'm not. Brother Zach's ministry and teaching is quite different. But, you know, when people are quoted, oh, Brother Zach said, end of conversation. I've seen this in the church. There would be a conversation and there would be some discussion, but Brother Zach said, full stop. Everybody's silent. And you use Brother Zach as well. You're not connected to the head, my brothers and sisters. Why should you use Brother Zach and make people afraid of him? And if people have fear because of ungodliness in their life, that's a good fear to have. If they don't fear God, let them fear some man, fear a godly man. You've heard that also. But why put fear into others? Brother Zach said, and tell your children, I'm going to tell Brother Zach. I hope you stop it if you after 48 years. Of course, I think many of your children have left the home and gone, and married and gone. And so I want to say it to that. I say there is a power in submission. When you come under authority, when you submit, and don't use that authority to put fear into people. That's in the world. It's the Gentiles. You know, you see that among politicians. They could quote some politicians. You get caught on the road by some traffic constable and say, you know, I know this chief minister, I know this minister and all that. And you get away with it. I hope we don't do that in the church. There is a power in submission. I don't need to use that power in an ungodly way. I can exercise and see that power as I keep my connection with the head, as I choose to submit to authority. I hope that you choose to submit to these brothers who are the elders here. It'll go well with you, exceedingly well, I prophesy, that you submit to spiritual authority. And that, you know, we become recognized as men and women under authority. I always wanted that. The centurion, when he met Jesus, he saw him as a man under authority. When he came to ask him to heal his servant who was being tormented by a spirit and was paralyzed, he said, "Please come." And Jesus said, "I will come and heal him." But he said, "No, no, no, don't come under my roof. I'm not worthy for you to come under a roof. Not worthy for you to come to my house. Just speak the word. Just say a word and my servant will be healed." And Jesus said, "I've never found such great in all Israel." And that's a Gentile centurion. He recognized Jesus as a man under authority. And I've coveted that. I always wanted to be a man under authority. Not a man who exercised authority. If God has given me that grace, one time when I was an elder here, but to always be, even as an elder, to be a man under authority. And that's what we need to be, my brothers and sisters. Be a man, be a woman under authority. Let others recognize you. Let others see that you submit to your husband. Let the husbands also be subject to their wives. Be subject to one another. That's where that starts. We are to be men and women whom people recognize under authority because we have been with Jesus. We walk with Jesus. And that's what I want to close with, my brothers and sisters. These are the two things I have learned and I can say before God are true in my life. That I am connected to the head and I'm a man under authority. I pray that the Lord will speak to your heart. I tell you, your spiritual life will grow in leaps and bounds. And if you've not grown, this is the reason. You're not connected to the head. You're not connected to the vine. Because if you are, there will be a growth in your life from God. And I hope that this coming year, something will happen. If you've been coming to CFC and you've been connected to a banyan tree and rather to the vine, there will be a growth which will come from God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we've heard some powerful words today. We want to thank you that Jesus, you are in our midst and that you've been with us all these 48 years. We thank you for drawing us to him. We thank you, Father, for giving us to Jesus. And I pray that you bless all these dear brothers and sisters, that they will really find their connection with you, Lord Jesus. They will experience what it is to get the rich nourishment that comes from you by abiding in you, and that they will, all of us would be men and women under authority in a world that's full of rebellion, that we would be a people, that people will recognize that we have been with Jesus, that we walk with him every day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the many years you've blessed us, blessed our families, blessed our children. Thank you for giving us to one another. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you, my dear brothers and sisters. I pray that we will go on from faith to faith, from strength to strength, and from glory to glory. Amen. Yeah.